proclamation number 6973 dated the November 20th, 1957. God's plan of salvation. Original sin. Adam's fall. Work of redemption. The work of redemption began with the emergence of the creations in the universe. It began with binding the hardened spiritual substance in the form, thus with the shaping of material forms which at first were spiritual in substance themselves and then also sheltered spiritual substances within themselves which had already gone through a certain process of development. The spirits which once had deserted God had distanced themselves from Him to a point that God's strength was no longer able to touch them. Therefore they became immobile and rigid. They became hardened in themselves. And during this time they belonged to God's adversary and would never have changed their situation. But it was God's plan to provide these hardened spirits with an opportunity to attain a state of splendor which surpassed their past beatitude by far. God wanted to shape these living creations into children, which, however, had to be achieved by the creature itself. Hence the created being, which had rebelled against God in free will and consequently fell abysmally low, had the opportunity to completely voluntarily ascend to maturity again in order to then be able to achieve the work of deification. But it had to be lifted out of the abyss since it was no longer capable of ascending by itself due to its total lack of strength. And God provided this help for the fallen spirits by letting the creation arise, by shaping the hardened spiritual substance through His will into many different kinds of creations. And with these creations began the redemption or the return of the spirits to God. Now the fallen spirits were guaranteed ascension up to a certain level, because divine will is the decisive factor in this plan of creation and the adversary has no influence whatsoever on the bound spiritual substances within the works of creation. Even the continued ascent as a human being would have been guaranteed had the first human beings faithfully lived according to God's easy commandment and resisted the temptations by God's opponent, for which the first human beings, Adam and Eve, certainly had the strength. But since they were allowed to use their free will and let themselves be beguiled by the adversary, they failed and thereby made the work of redemption far more difficult for the whole of humanity than it should have been had they used their will correctly. Hence the people who followed were considerably weakened by this sin of the first human beings. They no longer had the strength which the former had at their disposal and to a certain extent carried the burden of this sin, so God's adversary had achieved a great deal. He endangered the prospect of people, the once fallen original spirits, ever attaining the final goal of deification. And therefore God provided help for them again. He sent His Son to earth, i.e., a supreme being of light started His process on earth in order to fulfill the conditions as a human being which the first people neglected to fulfill and which devastated them. He thereby wanted to help them escape their state of weakness. He wanted to enable them again to reach the deification. It was the man Jesus in whom the divine love itself took abode. The Father who wanted to help His children liberate themselves from the adversary and to come back to Him. He sent His Son to earth, a being who likewise emerged from His creative strength and who had to enter a human shell in order to first become a vessel for the eternal Spirit of God who in this human form wanted to bring salvation to His living creations. But again the human being's free will remains decisive. For now he first has to acknowledge the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ and accept His redeeming help if he wants to reach the goal of unification with God, of childship to God, which is a state of supreme perfection and beatitude. All fallen spirits are able to reach the highest pinnacle, because the act of salvation by the man Jesus has demonstrated that a human being's will is able to offer resistance to his opponent and arch-enemy. That love is the strength of resistance which everyone can kindle in himself. And because every human being need only appeal to the Divine Redeemer for help in order to then also emerge as a conqueror of death and attain the life which can only be found in unity with God, and which also proves the release from God's adversary, who only ever endeavors to keep all created beings in the abyss, in the state of death. Hence, redemption means release from the one who brought death into the world. Redemption means accepting Jesus Christ's help, for without him the human being is weak as a result of the original sin and the sin of his ancestral parents, which were only atoned for by Jesus Christ's death on the cross. Amen.